The Beat on the Street is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, campus and community radio.
This is Debbie, your host of Active Voice, inviting you to join me Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. We feature Manitoba's vibrant choral community and voices from many different genres, times, traditions, and cultures. You're sure to find voices you love. That's Active Voice, Sundays at 2 p.m. at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Sir, it's time to rise.
My God, it's Mardi Gras and I'm on the main float.
Come on, sir. A couple of weeks, this will be easy for you.
Oh, let me go back to dancing.
We gotta get up, sir.
What time is it, Edward?
It's 5:30.
5:30, it's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
No, we have to get up right now, and you have to get on the air.
It's the Sonic Cafe. Intelligent, eclectic, and eye-opening. The Sonic Cafe.
I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Wild one.
I'm freaked out.
He's obviously suffering a high level of anxiety.
High anxiety. It's you that I fear.
The Sonic
Cafe. Featuring intelligent, eclectic music, comedy, and pop culture.
I have anxiety.
I had performance anxiety. More anxiety.
I'm freaked out.
And then my anxiety really kicks in.
It's very clear to me. I've got to give in. My anxiety. You win.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
We'll be right back. Sonic Cafe. That's from the best of Mick Jagger, a 2007 compilation of his best solo tracks. It's a really good album if you get a chance to check it out. So, hey, how's it going anyway, huh? I'm Scott Clark, and this is episode 392. This time, the Sonic Cafe takes a look at parenting through the eyes of four comedians who also just happen to be parents. Yeah, listen for Jim Gaffigan, Gabriel Iglesias, Tom Papa, and Eliza Schlesinger in something we're calling The Parent Trap. Yeah, so musically, our mix is pulled from the last 49 years or so and includes a great cover of 96 Tears from the Doughboys, a great down-tempo instrumental from the Bobby Hughes Experience, also music from the Wombats, the Heavy, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, and of course many more, including a trip back to 1971 in the Sonic Cafe Time Machine. Listen for Chase with their classic Get It On. All that and much more, of course, as the Sonic Cafe presents The Parent Trap. This time, from that little radio cafe that overlooks the mighty Pacific in the amazing Pacific Northwest. From 2011, this is Thomas Dolby singing about his evil twin brother. And as always, we're the Sonic Cafe.
City never sleeps, but I think they're only talking about me. It's 3 a.m. and 95 degrees. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So I dressed and went out for a bite to eat. I found an open diner on 14th. Yelena brought me carrot cake and tea.
Я закончу в 4. Нет, мы открыты круглосуточно. A maze of cobbled streets. We stepped into a doorway out the rain, with the warm air from the subway on our skin. An alleyway you'd never normally take, with a neon sign beneath a fire escape. The man with the walkie-talkie said, come in, in. I'd stop at just one beer. And
found myself a stool at the bar. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A blur among the bodies in the stroll. I saw Yelena spinning like a globe. She took my hand and led me on the floor. Floor, floor.
When people find out I have five kids, they think I'm good at parenting, which is kind of like assuming people with lots of cats are not crazy. I have no idea what I'm doing. And there's no learning curve. It's not like when you learn from one child, you can apply to another one, because kids are annoying. They're like individual humans with their own interests. I encounter this constantly. I'm like, all right, you want to play basketball, you want to do parkour, and you want to do karate. Well, you're all doing basketball. Because this guy's only making one trip. And if you don't like it, you can blame your brother, whatever his name is. I do try. I try to be a good dad. My wife and I, we try to be good parents. We try so hard. Not that you'd be able to tell. Like, if you met one of my sons, you might think, oh, wow, Jim decided not to parent this one. What, did he feed him in a cage? We try to get our sons to sit at a dinner table like humans. It's not in their nature. Eventually, all parents ask themselves, like, am I having any impact at all? Is it nature or nurture? You know, the parents of NBA players are probably pretty confident it was mostly us. But, you know, the Dahmers were like, we had nothing to do with this. Now, if you have young children, you might think I'm being negative, but if you have teenagers, you're like, Jim's being nice. Because it's a different experience. Like, by round of applause, who only has children under the age of five? Just under the age of five. Okay. You know nothing. You live in a fantasy. You're probably not even fat or an alcoholic yet. I know your life is hard, but it's going to get so much worse. Enjoy this brief period when your children still like you. Parenting is hard the entire time. The task changes, though. When you have a baby, you're like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done, but I would do anything for this baby. And when you have a teenager, you're like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done, but I don't want to go to jail for murder. Your experience may differ. Real issue. The issue we face is we have too many kids. We have too many kids. But if I did anything about it now, people would get so upset. How old is the fetus? 17 years. Five kids is a lot. It's a lot. And my wife works so hard. She works so hard, and I try to travel as much as I can. Help. We always have a babysitter or a helper. And these people have incredible backstories. Often they've escaped from countries with oppressive regimes. They're always sending money back to help a relative. And after they've worked for us for a month, they always come up and say the same thing. I quit. I'm like, do you need more money? And they're like, I'm going back to North Korea. That place is like a vacation compared to being around your family. Five kids is a lot. My parents had six kids, but it was easier back then because they didn't care. Six wasn't even that big. We lived across from a family that had 13 kids. 13. You never even saw the mother. Occasionally there'd be a shadow in a window. She was like Boo Radley. We weren't sure she even existed. Eventually, I met the mother of 13, and she was a sweet woman who obviously hadn't slept in 40 years. But she looked like a mom, because moms used to look like moms. Now moms look like yoga teachers. Moms look like yoga teachers, and dads look like yoga teacher stalkers. When a dad can't find a mom, he definitely sounds like a stalker. He's like, where the hell is she? I'm going to kill that woman. Can I help you, sir? It's my wife. I'm going to kill her.
Oh, man.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
Now My son Frankie is now 19 years old. 19 years old, high school graduate. He has all his shots, ladies. People tell me all the time, you know, why do you talk about your son so much? Because he won't leave. Does he like it when you talk about him? I said, no, he hates it. Well, why do you do it? Because he won't leave. I'll tell you what he likes to do right now. He likes to sit around the house and watch videos of other kids playing video games. See, some of you are clapping. I didn't know that was an actual thing. I asked him, what are you doing? I'm watching other kids playing video games. I said, that's really? Why? Well, they're professionals. I'm like, why would you watch something that you could be doing? Because they're professionals. That's dumb. Really, Dad? Every Sunday, I see you watching football. How come you don't play? I didn't even argue. I just cut off the internet.
Everything you need to go on in a glass.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. She took a look at my palm. She said, a son, you feel kind of warm. She looked into a crystal ball. She said, you're in
It's the Sonic Cafe with Scott Clark, reminding you that you can find us on Facebook at Sonic Cafe Radio, where we post complete playlists and show notes for each episode. You can also email us at soniccaferadio@gmail.com. That's soniccaferadio@gmail.com. Now back to the tunes on the Sonic Cafe.
We'll be right back.
The Sonic Cafe.
Business decision. I got married and had two children. Horrible idea. I love them, but they just grow and get bigger and need more money and more money. At this point, it's like I'm living with two unemployed coke addicts. Seriously, they come into my office every morning. Hey, you got more money for me? What happened to the change from yesterday? I don't know. The economy, right? And I spoil them. I spoil the hell out of them. Because they're girls. They're two girls, so forget it. They got me. Yo, they got me. I hope they don't watch this and realize. No, they got me. And, you know, my father had money, but he didn't spoil us, so I'm going the other way, you know? My father made money, but he's like, I'm not going to give it to children. I'm going to spend it on what I want to spend it on. Could you imagine living in a time where the children weren't in charge? Sounds like a magical time to be alive. To be honest, I don't want them to leave. It's going to be rough. I don't want to see them go. No, it's fun. It's all for, you know, they're not even that great. And I want them to be around. We have a mean girl. We have a mean girl. Yeah, I didn't know they were real. They're real. Yeah, I feel guilty. I made it. I feed it. I'm keeping it alive. I give it money. It's like I'm funding the terrorists. But it is complicated because I can't tell how mean she is. Like when we were little, if you were a bad kid, they came right up to your father at school. Hey, you got it. And your father was grateful that an adult was talking to him. Thank you, I'll beat him immediately. Now they'll get fired if they say that. So it's confusing. I can't tell how mean she is, you know, and I love her. So it's all, I'm sure at some point, Hitler's parents must have turned to each other like, he's a little weird, right? Yeah, he's weird. He's six. Who has a mustache like that? It's six. But you know, this is all a part of it. You want to prepare your kids for life, but it's hard, right? We're not really prepared for life. It's hard. Like I said, everybody's complaining, feeling like they're not doing all right. You're doing great. You're doing great. I promise you. I don't say that lightly, my friends. I don't. I don't know any of you, and I'm telling you, you're doing great. I'll go one better. You're peaking right now.
You're listening to the Sonic Cafe, where we never play the same song twice. And that's a really cool thing.
I should.
we doing with these names, America? Like, why mess with normal names? No one thinks we're from old line British money. Like, Huxton. I'm sorry, are you a hotel lobby? What are these words? Bliston, Blixen, Dasher, Dancer, Braxton, Hicks, Contraction, come here. But it wasn't until I got pregnant that first time that I became personally in tune with how often women are asked about children. Prior to that, no one had ever asked me about children because I'm a stand-up comic.
Well, you'll just die in a clown suit somewhere on a regional flight, won't you?
But I realize how often people ask women about this. I didn't get that before. Right now, it's totally normal and innocuous to ask a woman, do you have kids? It's an okay thing to ask because it's, we'll call it traditional. Someone had kids, it's why we're all in this room, right? It's totally traditional for two humans, regardless of gender, to put their bodies together and then through means of sex, science, or trade, acquire smaller humans that they then put in their home and then subsequently put to work. Okay. That's what's done. It's a little less traditional to be like, we're in a thruple and this is our tortoise, but okay.
We're the Sonic Cafe.
In three bodybuilding formulas.
I don't know.
Chicago, near Sing Fing.